This morning, it's afternoon over here, but I'm speaking to a lot of people. It's the morning. I'm glad to have you here on the broadcast. I want to speak today about Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Or in particular, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a wonderful verse. You know, that's probably Psalm 23. It's probably the best known psalm in the book. And it's also known as the Martyr's Psalm. Did you know that? When in the early days of Christianity, we Christians were put to the sword, were eaten by lions, destroyed by gladiators, terrible persecution. And oftentimes in those early days, when they faced the lions and the sword and the fire, they would say or sing Psalm 23, the Martyr's Psalm. And in fact, in the 1600s in Scotland, 1681 was the year of this. The martyrs, I said the martyrs, Scottish martyrs who wouldn't bend the knee to the English monarch. The English monarch claimed to be the head of the church, and these Covenanters, as they were called, and they said, "No, Jesus is the head of the church." And so, on the way to the scaffold, they would sing Psalm 23. There's a great story. I've checked it out. Isabel Allison and Marion Harvey, or Howie, depends which account you believe. They sang this as they were being taken to the Scotland. Marion says, "Come on, Isabel. By the way, 20 years old. Come on, let's sing the 23rd Psalm." This is their walking to their death. "Let's sing the 23rd Psalm." And it was with this psalm on their lips that they walked into the valley of death. Wow. The Lord is my shepherd. It's written by David, King David, when he was older. Yeah, why do you say he was older? Well, a young man couldn't have written this psalm. No. This psalm is born out of experience. The Lord, it says. Now, by the way, if you're a King James reader, I happen to be one, but every time you see in the King James Version, in the Old Testament, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Lord. When it's in all capitals, it means Jehovah or Yahweh. And so the Lord, four capitals, the Lord, Jehovah is my shepherd. Oh, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. Love oozes out of this first line. And listen, if you're saved, if you've trusted Jesus, if you have believed on him for the salvation of your soul, if you've come to him as a sinner saying, "Have mercy on me, I believe you died for people like me," you know, you're able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." And what about you? Have you drifted away from him? Maybe you've drifted far from him, but he's your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, look, talking about drifting away, they tell me that sheep are dumb. They are dumb. I've seen this at a place called Donegal, and that's in Ireland, beautiful place. And I saw sheep going down a cliff one day, and hardly a place to stand, and they were in danger of their lives, and the sheepdog came in and got them out of there. But the thing about sheep are dumb. Sheep will stray. They'll leave lush pasture and go to a barren one. It's like there they are sitting there and say, "Oh, look over there. There's a wilderness. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Let's go over there." They'll go anywhere. Wrong. They'll go any direction except for the right one. And it's no wonder then that we are called sheep. We get lost so easy, not permanently lost, but get away from the shepherd. The fellow from Cork, Ireland, he said, lead me not into temptation, for I'll get there myself. I think so. Well, I could say that, and many of you could say that. But by the way, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, that gives us another great, tremendous proof that Jesus is God. What? The Lord is my shepherd proves that Jesus is God. Yeah, now listen to me. Anyone who's read the Bible will surely agree that the new covenant is better than the old covenant. And if we're to take the book of Hebrews seriously, or the writer seriously, we've got to come to that conclusion. He makes the point, and he says categorically that Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises, Hebrews 8:6. The new covenant not only has better promises, it also has a better hope, Hebrews 7:19, better sacrifices, Hebrews 9:23, better testament, Hebrews 7:22, better covenant, Hebrews 8:6, better substance, Hebrews 10:23, a better resurrection, Hebrews 11:35. The new covenant, the new testament, is an all-round better deal for believers. And, I mean, do you not agree? You think the Old Testament's better? Or do you want to go back to animal sacrifices and personal obedience to the law to get justification? Oh, I don't think so. But in spite of this, we have people today who insist that Jesus is a mere creation of God. And they say, oh, he's only the Son of God. He's not God. He's not God, a fairy God. Well, that's really interesting. So, will they admit that Jesus is the new covenant shepherd? Yes, indeed they do. If you ask them, oh yeah, he's the shepherd. Why wouldn't they agree with that? Because Jesus claims that title for himself. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, John 10:10. And as if they needed further proof, Hebrews 13:20 designates him as the great shepherd of the sheep, while Peter calls him the chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5:4. And according to the Jehovah Witnesses, the JW and others, they hold Jesus to be the shepherd of the flocks, but they say he's not God. That's curious to me. This must mean that the people of the Old Testament were actually better off than believers in the New. Well, why? Why say that? Because according to David in Psalm 23, Yahweh was his shepherd. The Almighty God was his shepherd. Jehovah was his shepherd. And knowing it was Yahweh who was his shepherd, he could boldly say, I shall not want. Of course he'll not going to want if God himself, Yahweh, Jehovah, is the shepherd. And so in the very valley of the shadow of death, he says, I'm not going to fear any evil. Right, so we shouldn't. Indeed, why should we fear why should he fear? Since Jehovah is taking care of us and was taking care of him. Now, the truth is, unless Jesus is Yahweh, Jehovah, we who now live in the New Testament are at a considerable disadvantage. After all, we've entrusted the keeping of our souls to the one who, according to the JWs, is at best a mere creation, or if you listen to some other groups, a mere man at worst. A sheep, we need a shepherd who has the power to keep us safe from the wolves of life. We need a shepherd who has power and wisdom to guide and to lead and to feed us. And if Christ is not Yahweh, how can we have any assurance? How can we be confident that he's up to the task of bringing us safely to eternal life? And never mind eternal life. There are many times in this life when we need our souls restored. I need Yahweh to restore my soul. Not somebody who's almost Yahweh or somebody who's close to him. No, it's not asking too much for that to be the case, that Yahweh is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. They are one and the same. If Jesus is not Yahweh, then this is in fact not a better covenant. It is not a better hope. We've been cheated and short-sold if Jesus isn't Jehovah. And since David's shepherd was Jehovah, that should inform any right-thinking person that Jesus and Jehovah are one and the same. And that the believer's advantages are greatly diminished under the new covenant if Jesus is not Yahweh. But he is Yahweh, and the Lord is my shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd. He's a chief shepherd. He's a shepherd and bishop of our souls. And I'll say it again, believers are better off in the new covenant. The Bible is so clear in that. But if Jesus is not God, then they're not better off. In the Old Testament, God is a shepherd, and if Jesus is not God, we are not doing as well as the folks in the Old Testament. Now notice what he says. The Lord, that's Yahweh, we got that straight, is my shepherd. He is, not used to be, but he's a present reality. He has not forgotten you, ever forgotten you. He's there for you. He's the shepherd. He is the shepherd. The one who cares. He is the one who provides. He is the one who leads. He is the one who guides. And in his shepherding, he's good. Oh, he's very, very good. Well, how good is he? Well, I'll tell you how good he is. He purchased with blood his people. He went to the cross and purchased us with blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. That's how good he is. He's laid down his life for the sheep. That's how good he is. Is he good? Oh, yeah, he's good. Does that mean anything to you, that he went to the cross? Does that not touch your heart somewhere? The Lord is your shepherd. Can you say that the Lord is my shepherd? Well, I don't know. Well, here, he says, I give unto my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish. He says, but my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. I love them. I know them, and they follow me. There's a great mark. Are you following after the Lord? Ah, he's great. He's wonderful. He just may he give us, everyone listening to this program, may he draw us to himself and give us a fresh revelation of his grace and himself. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. He's not the butcher. He's not a taskmaster. He's not a school teacher. Well, how good is he? Tell me again how good he is. Well, I tell you how good he is. He's our substitute. He became our substitute. Do you remember in John 18 and verse 8, they'd come to arrest Jesus, and they were all the disciples of Jesus were there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they're all going to arrest him. And Jesus said, look, if you seek me, and he points at the disciples, and he says, let them go their way. Let them go. Take me. Take me. Do you see that? See the substitution? They were all in trouble. They all could have been arrested, but Jesus said, take me. Let them go. Oh, he's good. Do you know him as your shepherd? Do you know him as the one who went to the cross for you? Do you know him? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What a stunning statement. Now look, if the first part is true, the Lord is my shepherd, then the second part is true. It must be true. I shall not want. All that you need physically and all that we need materially, all that we need spiritually, we shall not want. Physically, yeah, it's easy to say he was the shepherd in the past, and it's easy to say that he's the shepherd in the present, but it's not so easy to say he'll be the shepherd in the future. Well, what do you mean, Brother Miles? I mean, we worry, don't we? We worry about, I don't have a good enough pension. I don't have Social Security. Yes, that's not easy to not worry about that. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't need to worry. I don't need to be reckless and silly and they're responsible in the way I lead my life, but I'm not going to worry. I shall not want. Oh, by faith, if we get a hold of this, that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. You know, there's an old Irish woman. Ah, you can't find villages like this where she used to live, where the little cottages all had half doors. When I was very young, I remember seeing the half door, and people would stand inside their house but be able to talk to people who were passing by on the street at the half door. And there was this little lady, she was a Christian lady, loved the Lord, but she had no money. And she was hungry, she needed bread. And she got down and prayed and said, Lord, please send me some bread. Now there were a bunch of guys, teenagers, out in the street, and the half door was open, and they heard her. They looked in, they saw her travailing in prayer and asking the Lord to send her a loaf of bread. Well, they had a whip around, and they got enough money to go down to the shop and buy a loaf of bread. That they got, and these were cottages, kind of short cottages, and they were able to climb up on the roof. And in those days, you had a big fireplace and a big chimney, a hearth fireplace. It was called the hearth. What was it? Anyway? They had this great big fireplace. So they got up to the top of the chimney, and the loaf of bread fit it nicely in the chimney, and they dropped it down. And so the wee woman's praying, and the next thing, a loaf of bread comes down the chimney. So she lifts the loaf of bread. She lifts it, and she thanks the Lord, and she's grateful, and she's, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Well, the boys gathered at the half door, and they shouted, "Then, you silly old woman, you silly old woman. It wasn't the Lord who sent it. It was us. We was it." Well, she looked at them. She got off her knees. She looked at them and said, "No, it was the Lord who sent it. He may have used the devil to deliver it, but it was the Lord who sent it." I like that. It really is good. Look, there'll never be a time when your needs will not be met. I can testify to that because I've been living by the gospel since, it's the early 1980s sometime. Been depending, relying on the Lord. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, and you shall not want, physically or spiritually. And if you're looking for the Lord to be your shepherd, but if you haven't trusted Christ, you're shepherdless. You're at the mercy of the wolf and the lion. But he will meet all our spiritual needs. He'll feed us. He'll give us spiritual strength. And he'll always do that by drawing you into the Word. Drawing you into the Word. And drawing you into prayer. Which is more important, the prayer or the Word? Well, Spurgeon was asked that one time, which was more important, to read the Word or to pray? And he says, well, which is more important, breathing in or breathing out? Brilliant answer. Yeah, but the Lord, he puts a hunger in us for prayer. He puts a hunger in us for his Word. He gives us a yearning for the Word. He always is drawing us from the Word. He feeds us. If you've got a Bible, he'll feed you. He'll feed you from the pulpit in the church, the minister. He says, you don't know our old minister. He's no use. Oh, how horrible an attitude that is. He's always, if he loves the gospel, if he loves the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll say enough things to feed you, to help you. Shame on you. the poor man. Listen, we'll be well fed. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, who is this Lord? Well, I'll tell you who is. He is not just one of many gods. He is the one God. He is the omnipotent one. He is the King of glory. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. And it's good to know that he loves us. But I'll tell you what, it's even better to know that he's all powerful. To know that we are cared for by love is not good enough. Well, what if his love wasn't strong enough to oppose our enemies? Oh, no. Yeah. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And we need to know that the God who loves us is the King, the all-powerful one. Love alone cannot stop the wolf. Love alone cannot stop the lion. Love alone cannot stop the bear. But power can. The Lord God omnipotent is my shepherd. That means I'm safe. Oh, the sheep are safe, not because it says, I'm stronger than the lion. Oh, I'm able to outrun the bear. Or I can outwit the wolf. No, the sheep is safe because of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, somebody say amen. Oh, this is where you miss a congregation. Say amen. Say amen. The sheep is safe because of the shepherd. He's the shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd who's never lost a sheep. And he said, it's not the will of your Father in heaven that any of these little ones should perish. Matthew 18:14. And he also said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I've quoted the scripture already, but he says, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He loves us. He loves his people. And he's the King of Kings, the all-powerful one. It's a great version of this Psalm, Psalm 23. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. And the person who has the Lord Jesus for his shepherd has no need for anxiety and no need for worry. I've never heard of sheep sitting chewing grass on a summer's day, stopping and saying all of a sudden, oh, dear, 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 what's going to become of me in the winter? Oh, there'll be snow on the ground and I won't be able to get to the grass. No. Sheep are relying on the shepherd to provide for it. Oh, is all the food going to run out because of this terrible pandemic? Well, I'm looking to the shepherd to take care of me. Are you looking to the shepherd? Or are you looking to the government? Or the shepherd to take care of you, to give you ideas and to provide for you in wonderful ways? So who are you relying on, King Jesus or the government? You know, we've talked about silly sheep, and they are silly. They'll go and get lost and go astray. But sometimes I think if sheep could talk and we could understand them, and they were speaking English and we could understand, they would talk to each other and say, look at those people, silly, silly people, and especially Christians. Christians are the silliest of them all. Well, why is that? Because they have the King of Kings as their shepherd. Yeah. And they worry and they fret. And the King of Kings is their shepherd. And you know what, says one sheep to the other? They even run from their shepherd and hide from him. Hi, and can I tell you something else, says one sheep to another? They oftentimes defy him. They reject the shepherding care of the great shepherd, and they defy him. And they will suffer lack. And perhaps get eaten by the wolf, the lion, and the bear. Why would you run away from Jesus? Why would you do it? Makes no sense. If you are running from him, you're a believer, but you're running from him, ask him to stop you. Turn this on him. Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. Ask him to turn your heart, to give you hatred for the sin that is making you rebel against him. You know what you're doing is wrong. Ask him to deliver you. Ask him to put his spirit within you to help you. He's a good shepherd. He takes care of us. He gives us a hunger for himself. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? He is, but is he my shepherd? Can you say it personally? The Lord, which Lord? Jesus, the King of Kings, the Omnipotent One, is my shepherd. Oh, I know he's the shepherd. No, no. My shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What a marvelous introduction to that psalm. Well, that's all I'm going to say today, except we'll have a wee word of prayer. Father, please take this message and help people who are listening. We thank you, Lord. Help them, especially those who are straying away. Help them, Lord. Cause them to hunger for you in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.